Out front is Larson. Larson looking for help. She'll bring it all the way back out to Holmes. Holmes over to Bennett. Bennett on the dribble, guarded by Warren. Picks up the dribble, comes back out front. The shot is on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by number 34, Montgomery. Montgomery up the floor. Gives it off to Warren. Back out to Montgomery. They pass it back around. Top of the key to Warren. It's Gracelyn Warren. They swing it around. Shot on the way. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound inside, back up, no good. That three-pointer was fired up by Maggie Warren. Just missed it. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds to the Couch Lady Indians. Lady Indians with the basketball. And they'll set up the offense. 5:40 left to play first quarter. Varsity girls action here from Couch. Nice drive to the bucket. Shot up, no good by number 10, Larson. And back the other way, Alton Lady Comets are going to turn it over. Larson then lost the dribble. Goes out of bounds back to the Alton Lady Comets on the sideline. So Alton will have the ball leading 7-3. Just underway here in this varsity girls game. Out front, Montgomery. She gives it to Maggie Warren on the left wing. Back out, swinging around, back to Warren. She thought about the three, didn't take it. They go inside to Gracelyn Warren. Back out. Good pass in here by the Lady Comets. Shot up and in. Nice shot. Number 20, Mackenzie Smith with her first two. And Alton now with a six-point lead, 9-3. Larson across half court on the dribble. Looks at that zone defense from Alton. Picks up her dribble. Works it inside. Shot up. Is partially blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Fighting for it. Alton's going to come away with it. Montgomery taking it down the right side. Pass into the middle. Good pass into Gracelyn Warren. She couldn't get the layup to go. Rebound pulled down by number two, Holmes. And she's going to draw a foul. Riley Holmes is fouled. Trying to get the ball out of there. She got the rebound underneath. So it'll be Couch basketball. Larson will, again, bring the ball up the floor. The Lady Indians looking for their second field goal. Larson's three-pointer is short. It's going to go out of bounds. Be a team rebound for the Alton Lady Comets. So checking in now for Alton. So at number 23, that is Jordan Mack. She comes in and Gracelyn Warren goes out. Gracelyn, 4 points in the ball game so far. Maggie Warren has it on the left wing. She looks inside, guarded by Bennett. Nothing there. Comes back out top of the key. On the dribble, that is Sharp. She gives it off on the wing. Back across the floor to Montgomery. She fakes the shot, goes a little closer, missed the shot inside. Rebound picked up and put back up and in by Courtney Sharp, her first bucket. Lady Comets now leading by 8, 11-3. Larson with it. She'll give it to Holmes outside. She's double-teamed, looking for help, and she double-dribbled. Big double-team there from the Alton Lady Comets. Forced the turnover. And it will be, actually was not a turnover. They're going to give the ball to Couch. Must have called a foul there. So Couch with a basketball, and then we're going to have a pass inside and a jump ball. It'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. That's what they called on the previous play. They called the jump. One of the Lady Comets got a hand on it. So the Lady Comets head back on offense. Montgomery. Montgomery gives it on the wing. They go underneath now. Nice pass inside. Shot up and in. Number 23. That is Jordan Mack. Her first two. Mack on the scoreboard, and it's a double-digit lead now. 10-point lead for Alton, 13-3. Pass inside is tipped and stolen. Picked up by the Lady Comets again down the right side, Montgomery. Nice pass underneath to find a C down there. So, number 15, that is Maggie Warren, her second bucket. Maggie now with 5 points in the ballgame. She hit a three earlier. With a basketball, Larson outside to Bennett. Bennett backs it back out, gives it to Holmes. Holmes, one dribble, picks it up, now goes inside. The ball's tipped and taken away by the Alton Lady Comets. Alton quickly pushes the ball back up the floor. on the dribble, number 23, that's Mock. A nice pass underneath. And number 14 going to get an easy layup. Sharp, her second field goal. She's got four, and she'll go to the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. So Sharp at the line. And we got more players checking in, and we'll try to get names and numbers here as quick as we can. Looks like Paige Walters in, number 44. At the line, Sharp set for the free throw. She's got got 4 points. Free throw's on the way. It's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to be touched last by the Alton Lady Comets. Trying to see who all. We had several check in here for Alton. Gracelyn Warren's back in. Number 22, Avery Clary, has checked into the ball game. And that's got it. That's the ones that just checked in. Larson on the dribble. Gives it off to Bennett. Bennett drives in. Had it slapped away and stolen. Good defense there by number 23, Jordan Mock, with a basketball. Shot on the way. It's going to be blocked, and a foul's going to be called as Avery Clary tried to shoot the shot on the wing. Down to 2:02 to play in this first quarter. 14-point Alton lead. Clary will go to the free throw line, trying to build on the 14-point lead. First shot is on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. Clary will get set for the second, looking for her first point out of the ball game, and she gets it. That bucket, now six of the Lady Comets have already scored in this first quarter. 15-point lead, 18-3. And Couch wants a timeout. Timeout taken. Your score, 18-3, a minute 55 left in the first. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. We are back here at Couch High School, still in the timeout. Alton with a 15-point lead. We still got 2 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Good first quarter so far for the Alton Lady Comets. And they're back out on the floor. Couch with the basketball. Dribble drive, back out, Bennett. Working around the outside, Holmes. Holmes is going to fire the shot. It's partially blocked. It's loose on the floor. And going to go off the feet of the Couch Lady Indians. Alton basketball. Alton with the basketball. Montgomery on the wing. They try to work it inside. It's tipped. Taken by Couch. Lady Indians gets the turnover. Larson on the dribble. Step back three. It's off the backboard. No good. Rebound picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Quickly back the other way. Pushing it down the middle of the lane. Layup up and in. Nice shot by Avery Clary. Clary now with three. Lady Comets now with 20 first quarter points and lead it by 17. Steele, Montgomery headed the other way. One player to beat. Takes it to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Montgomery's first two. And Alton now leading by 19. 41 seconds left first quarter. Larson out to Holmes. Holmes, one dribble, picks it up. Had the pass blocked. It's tipped but taken by Larson. Pass back out. Number 20 shot up end to end. That is Richie. Jordan Richie with her first two. And it's 22-5. 18 seconds left first quarter. Alton with the basketball. Clary drives in. Lost the ball on the floor. And we're going to have a jump. Jump ball will belong to the Couch Lady Indians. 9 seconds left first quarter. Alton basketball. More players checking in for Alton. Maggie Warren comes back in. And let's see who the other player back in. 44, Paige Walters. Pass in the middle. Almost stolen. Knocked away. Picked up by Bennett. Bennett trying to get free, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Your score, 22-5. Alton leading Couch. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. Welcome back again to Couch High School. We've just finished the first quarter. The Alton Lady Comets in control, leading 22-5 over the Couch Lady Indians. Again, this is the first game of our doubleheader tonight. Varsity Boys will play next. We'll have that one for you here on K-Country. The teams are still in the huddle here, still talking things over, taking a long break here between quarters. Already about a minute and a half, and the referee's not rushing them any, letting them take their time. And the teams will come back out on the floor. It'll be Alton basketball to start this second quarter. Good first quarter, 22 first quarter points, and leading by 17. Montgomery will take the inbound. She'll cross half court on the dribble. Looks at that zone defense. Takes it back left side on the wing. High post. Try to work it inside. The ball's knocked loose on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. Couch Lady Indian basketball. Tried to go in to the high post to Sharp. She couldn't catch the pass. It went on the floor. And jump ball was called as both teams had a hand on it. Larson out front. Trying to get free. It's hit out to Holmes. Holmes with Montgomery on her. Lady Comets now matching up a little man-to-man here. Bennett looks for the screen. Almost traveled, and she did. She couldn't get stopped. Kind of lost her balance. Went to one side. Turnover gives it back to Alton. Gracelyn Warren will inbound here on the sideline. She'll bring it in to Montgomery, and the Lady Comets will set up the offense. Into the corner, three-pointer on the way by Maggie Warren is long. Rebound pulled down by number 15 for the Lady Indians. That's Aaliyah James. Larson with the basketball, dribbling through traffic. She's going to be fouled. I think they're going to get number 20 for the foul. That is Mackenzie Smith called for the foul. And the Lady Indians will inbound. Larson, quick little guard. Loses the ball on the dribble, diving on the floor after it is Holmes. We got another jump ball. That's not Holmes. That's number 20, Smith. Diving on the floor, and it'll be Alton basketball. Good hustle. Montgomery again sets up the offense, crosses the big Indian at half court. Gives it on the wing. They try to work it inside to Warren. From Maggie Warren to Gracelyn Warren, and the ball's turned over. Set off of Graceland's fingers and out of bounds. Somebody got in the pass and laying good defense there by the Couch Lady Indians. Larson on the dribble. She's trying to get free. Picks up the high dribble. She needs help. Double team. Pass is going to be stolen by Montgomery. Montgomery on her way to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nice steal and layup by Evan Montgomery. She's got four. Alton lead is back out to 19. Larson crosses half court, picked up there by Smith. Larson looks for a screen, pulls up for three. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Montgomery. Quickly back up the floor. She wanted to throw that ball the length of the floor, but held on to it. Rebound on the missed shot is back up, no good. Alton again gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. And that looks like number 14, Courtney Sharp. She's got 6 points. And Alton's lead now at 21, 26-5. Larson on the dribble into the lane, passes it back out. Holmes with it, back to Larson. Really good aggressive defense here from the Alton Lady Comets. Missed sharp shot by Larson, ball's tipped out, picked up by Holmes. Holmes is going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Smith. Alton's off and running again. Montgomery gets the ball on the wing to Warren, Maggie Warren. Back out to Smith. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Out of bounds. Ball belongs to the Couch Lady Indians. 5:16 left to play first half. So far, it has been all Alton. Lady Indians with a basketball. Larson again crossing half court in this defense for Alton. Really pressuring the ball. Knocked away. It's touched last by Smith. Smith is really quick. Got a hand on it. Knocked it out of bounds. Holmes will inbound. Looking to come in and does to Larson. She drives into the lane. Pull-up jumper on the way is good. Nice shot. Haley Larson, her first two. Makes it 26-7, all alone underneath the basket. Missed the layup. Rebound, though, by Alton. Gracelyn Warren come running in, got the rebound. She's going to draw a foul. And we'll go to the free throw line. Gracelyn Warren's free throw on the way is good. Warren now with 5 points in the ball game. Sets for the second. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. Five for the rebound, controlled by Couch. Lady Indians have it, trailing by 20, 27-7. Couch with the basketball, Larson, she traveled. Nowhere to go. Again, aggressive defense by the Alton Lady Comets, really pressuring the ball out front. Checking in now is number four, is Jenna Holman for the Alton Lady Comets. Also in is number 23, Jordan Mock. Pass underneath, nice pass inside to number 15, Warren. That's Maggie Warren. She'll put it up and in. She's got seven now. Alton's lead is at 22, biggest of the ball game. And we're going to have a timeout taken. Timeout taken by the Couch Lady Indians. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network. Welcome back again to Couch High School. Timeout taken by the Lady Indians. Alton leading right now 29-7 in this varsity girls contest. And both teams head back out onto the floor. We get ready for the final 4-12 here this first half. Couch will inbound the basketball. Larson takes the pass in from Holmes. Crosses half court. Picks up her dribble, and Alton really pressuring the ball. When they pick up the dribble, there's two or three defenders on them. Couch got the ball back after it was loose on the floor. Larson going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound fought for. And going to go out of bounds, they said, off of the Couch Lady Indians. So Alton basketball. Mock will inbound. Players checking in. But now they got too many players on the floor. Got to wait for somebody to come off here. Montgomery checks into the ball game. Avery Clary also back in. Montgomery on the dribble, crosses half court. Gives it to Clary on the wing. She goes around the defender. Jump shot is up, no good. Fight for the rebound underneath. Back up, and the foul's called. I believe that was Mock underneath. And she's going to go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. Try to build on this 22-point lead. It has been all Alton so far. Free throw is good for Mock. And it's been good balance scoring. As we said earlier, Alton has had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players score. Mock's free throw no good. Rebound, though, inside by the Lady Comets. And who was that? Down in the crowd, that was Clary. Clary with 5 points now. Couch with the basketball. Oh, we got a travel. Number 25, who just checked into the ball game, traveled with it. So the Lady Comets will head back the other way. Montgomery to Clary. Clary shot, no good. Long rebound, going to be chased down by Mock. And it'll go into the backcourt, but they said it was tipped by the Couch Lady Indians. On the dribble. Alton trying to work it underneath. And it's going to go off the leg of number 20, I believe, is Richie. Good, smart play there by number 14, Sharp, for Alton. Threw it off the leg of the defender. They work it inside to Sharp. She'll put it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. We got an over-the-back call. That's going to be on Mock, number 23, Jordan Mock. With the basketball. Haley Larson out front. Haley will cross half court on the dribble. Picked up as she crossed half court. Works it inside to Holmes. Holmes with a hook shot underneath. It's good. Nice job by Riley Holmes. Put it up and in. She's got five. And the lead now, 32-9, Alton with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way by Clary is no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor and picked up by number two, Riley Holmes. She'll give it back out front to Larson. Larson on the dribble, almost lost it, picks it up. Cross-court pass, they work it inside. The ball's tipped on the floor, jump ball, and it'll belong to Couch. Lady Indians get the ball on the alternating possession. So they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Looking to come in, still looking. Still looking and having some problems getting it in, and that's going to be 5 seconds. Could not get it in. Again, good defense here from the Alton Lady Comets. With the basketball, Montgomery will bring it up the floor. It's 32-9. With the basketball. Graceland Warren on the wing. Back out Montgomery for three. Her shot off the rim, no good. Warren with the rebound. Graceland will throw it back out to Montgomery. She drives the basket. Her shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Couch. Quickly back the other way, Larson, and there's Smith. Came out of nowhere to knock that ball away. Smith is really quick. And she has caused problems out front on the top of that zone there for the Alton Lady Comets. Keeps getting her hand on the ball, knocking it away. She's guarding Larson now. Larson into the middle of the lane to Holmes. Another hook shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Smith. She's going to push it up the floor. Smith takes it the length of the floor. Shot up, no good. Rebound underneath. And we got a pass underneath. The ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Couch. Loose again, picked up by Alton. Lady Comets with the basketball. Mock with it. She drives into the lane and going to draw a foul. So, Jordan Mock will go to the free throw line. That's 3 points on the night. Minute 13 left to play in this first half. It is 32-9, Alton leading Couch. First shot by Mock is good. Jordan Mock with 4 points. More players running in and out here trying to keep up with the numbers. Looks like Paige Walters back in as Holman went out. Mock's free throw is on the way. It's off the glass. It's good. So Alton now leading at 34-9, 25-point lead with a minute 12 left first half. On the dribble, Holmes out front. Riley will give the ball off. They try to work it underneath. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Bennett. So Alton basketball. Checking back in for the Couch Lady Indians. That is Aaliyah James. On the dribble. Montgomery crosses half court. Gives it on the wing to Smith. Down into the corner to Walters. Walters back out to Montgomery. High post to Warren. Graceland. Back out to Smith. She'll fire the jumper. That's no good. Long rebound going to be chased down in the corner by Holmes. Holmes pass underneath. She threw it back underneath the Alton basket, and it was almost stolen by the Lady Comets. Been knocked out of bounds by Couch. Dangerous pass. Alton will have the basketball. Montgomery looking to come in, and does. Into the corner to Warren. Back to Montgomery. Three-pointer on the way is good. Montgomery now with 7 in the ball game. Makes it 37-9, 24 seconds left first half. With the basketball, Holmes driving in, lost the ball. It's saved back in, but right into the hands of Maggie Warren. Maggie pushing the ball down the left side, puts it up, going to draw a foul. So Alton's Maggie Warren will step to the free throw line here, trying to build on this 28-point lead. 37-9, 11 seconds left in the first half. Shot on the way is good for Maggie. She has 8 points in the ball game. Leading scorer so far for the Alton Lady Comets. Second shot on the way is good. Make it 9 for Warren. And the Alton Lady Comets with a 30-point lead now, 39-9. Couch with the basketball. Larson will walk it into the front court, picked up there by Smith. inside to Holmes. Holmes out to Bennett, shot after the buzzer, not going to count. At the half, your score 39-9. Alton leading Couch. We'll take a break. Back for your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network. Well, welcome back again to Couch High School. At the half, the Alton Lady Comets with a big 30-point lead, 39-9 over the Couch Lady Indians. Lady Comets took control early, scored 22 first quarter points, and led it 22-5 at the end of one quarter. Scoring in the ball game, first of all, for the Couch Lady Indians, they're led by Riley Holmes. She has 5 points and 2 points apiece for Haley Larson and for Jordan Ritchie. For the Alton Lady Comets, they were led in the first half by Maggie Warren. Maggie with 9 first half points. 7 points for Evan Montgomery. And then looks like 6 points for Courtney Sharp. 5 for Avery Clary. 5 for Jordan Mock. Gracelyn Warren has 5 points. 2 points for Mackenzie Smith. So good balanced scoring for the Alton Lady Comets. Like I said, they came out, they took control of this game early, built that big early lead, and just have continued to increase on that, now leading by 30 here at the half. Again, this is the first game of our doubleheader. Varsity boys will play next, and they are on the floor now getting some shots up here at halftime of the varsity girls game. Got Couch on the far end of the floor. Alton down here shooting on this end, so they're getting ready to go, and we expect a good contest there with the varsity boys coming up just a little bit later on here on K-Country 95. I want to say thank you again to Clary Funeral Home in Alton there in Mammoth Spring. They are a booster for Alton Lady Comet basketball here for this season. Also, thank you again to all of our sponsors. Couch sponsors include Alton Bank, 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, and the Law Office of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. Alton is sponsored by Mills Feed in Alton, Alton Quick Connection, Farm Bureau, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond and Alton Bank. As I said, we are at the half, 39-9. Alton Lady Comets lead the Couch Lady Indians. We'll be back with more in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, 3-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. 5-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
There's a lot of life lessons players will learn participating in sports. How to be a leader, achieving goals, hard work, and building confidence. Over the last 35 years, owner Karen Perkins and her team at the 11 Point River Title Company have provided professional services and maintained their clients' confidence in practicing those same goals in title searches, title insurance, and the closing of land transactions. 11 Point River Title Company and staff look forward to helping you with all your real estate transactions. Contact 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Missouri.
And again, welcome back here to Couch High School. Lady Comets have just made their way back out of the locker room. So the boys will move off the floor and let the ladies get back out there and shoot a few here before we get ready to start the second half. Again, reminder, this is a busy week of sports for you here on K-Country 95. Of course, the Alton Lady Comets and Comets, Couch Indians and Lady Indians tonight. We'll take a break tomorrow night, then on Thursday, it'll be the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears at Koshkonong to take on the Blue Jays and Lady Blue Jays. Friday, we'll have the Thayer Bobcats and Willow Springs Bears. And then, of course, the big one on Sunday, NFL playoff action, Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Cleveland Browns. Kickoff set for around 2:05, pregame at 1 o'clock on your home for Chiefs football right here on K-Country 95. So lots of good sports for you here this week on K-Country. Looking forward to it. And looking forward to the rest of the games here tonight. Again, if you weren't with us earlier, Alton JV boys did pick up a win. They played a half a game here and defeated Couch 28-5 in that JV game. Right now, Alton girls leading by 30 at the half, 39-9. Couch now making their way out of the locker room and back out onto the floor. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of our second half. We'll take another break back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep your water softener running in tip-top shape with a 40-pound bag of Morton Clean and Protect water softening pellets from Simpson True Value. Right now, it's only $6.49 while supplies last. The pellets contain resin cleaning additives that reduce iron buildup, extend the life of your water softener, and eliminate messy tank cleanup. Check out these bargains of the month along with other supplies to keep your home running smoothly at Simpson True Value in Alton.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And again, we are back here at Couch High School for varsity girl action. The Alton Lady Comets and the Couch Lady Indians, both teams continue to shoot around here at the half as we get ready for our second half of play. Alton leading by 30, 39-9. Couch, see what they talked about in the halftime break. Probably talked about trying to get some shots to fall here, see if they can get back in this one. Still plenty of time. But 30-point deficit, so a big hill for them to climb here in this second half. And the way the Alton defense has been, they've been really stingy, holding Couch to just 9 first-half points. They are pressuring the ball the minute they get it across half court and created several turnovers that way. And we'll more than likely try to continue that here as we get set to go in the second half. Both teams will head to the sidelines, get some final instructions here, from their coach, Aubrey Carmack for the Couch Lady Indians, and Roger Gastineau for the Alton Lady Comets, talking to the teams on the sideline. Couch back out on the floor. They go back to the starters here to start this second half. Looks like it will be Alton basketball. Alton back out now, also back to their starters. Gracelyn Warren will inbound the basketball. She's going to trigger the ball in here and does to Montgomery in the corner. High post now to Maggie Warren. Her shot up and in. Good start to the second half. Maggie now in double figures with 11. And Alton out to a 32-point lead. Double team again from the Lady Comets. Ball's on the floor loose. Fighting for it. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll belong to Couch. Alton, again, they are trapping that ball. As soon as it gets across half court, almost created a turnover there. Couch will inbound the basketball. Someone will take it there in front of the scores table. It will be Holmes. He'll trigger the ball in and does to Larson. Larson standing in the back court, crosses half court, and immediately is double teamed. Off to Holmes. Long two-pointer on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound underneath. The rebound back up and in. Good play by number 20. That is Jordan Ritchie. Her second field goal. She's got 4. Back to a 30-point ball game. With a basketball, Montgomery to Warren. Warren inside to Gracelyn Warren. Gracelyn, one dribble, puts the shot up, can't get to go. Rebound pulled down by Ritchie. She'll hand to Larson. Haley Larson dribbles across half court again, picks up the ball, double team, and the pass inside. We're going to have a turnover, a travel called on Larson. Pass inside, but it was after the travel. With the basketball, Montgomery out front. She's picked up by Holmes. Goes on the wing. They take it into the corner now to Maggie Warren. Back out to Montgomery. Into the low post to Sharp. Back out to Warren. She'll fire the 3. Can't get to go, but Smith chases down the rebound. Goes around the defender. Puts a tough shot up from behind the backboard. It bounces off the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Couch. They'll head the other way. Haley Larson drives down the lane all the way at the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nice play by Haley Larson. She's got 4. And quickly back the other way, Alton with the basketball. Maggie Warren pulls up for the jumper. She could have went in and shot the layup. She stopped about 6 foot from the basket and shot the ball. And the rebound's going to be touched last by Couch. Out of bounds, Alton basketball. Montgomery will inbound. Looking to come in, still looking. She'll bring it in. Nice play into Sharp, who was all alone. Courtney Sharp with 8 points. And Alton back out to a 32-point lead. Larson drives down the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sharp. She'll hand to Montgomery. Montgomery on the dribble. Stops, gives it off to Warren underneath, and she'll put it up and in. Gracelyn Warren, she's got 7 now. And the lead now is out to 32. 45-13. Larson is double teamed, needs help, finds Bennett. Bennett turns. Had the ball knocked away, taken. Smith to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Mackenzie Smith now with 4 points in the ball game. She's got to have at least 5 or 6 steals in this game already. Really been good defensively. Shot on the way is good. Nice shot by Ritchie. Jordan Ritchie now with 6 points in the ball game. A lead back to 32. Montgomery into the corner to Maggie Warren. She thought about the three. Goes underneath to Gracelyn Warren. She can't get the shot to go. And the rebound goes out of bounds to the Couch Lady Indians. Couch basketball. Holmes will inbound. Montgomery and Gracelyn Warren going to get a breather. 4:56 left to play, third quarter. Holmes will inbound to Haley Lawson. Larson crosses half court on the dribble, down the lane, weaves through traffic, tried to go up with it and drew the foul. Good play by Larson. Aggressive play, taking it to the basket. Haley with 4 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. Waits for the referee to hand her the ball. Now she'll get ready. And the shot is on the way. It's good. Haley Larson now with 5 points. Haley sets for the second. It's on the way, and it is good. Haley Larson with 6. And the lead's out to 30, 47-17 with a basketball. Or down to 30, I should say. It was at 32. Nice play taking it to the basket up off the backboard. Number 23, that is Jordan Mock. She has 7 now. And the lead's back to 32. And now Couch trading baskets here in this third quarter. Three-pointer by Larson. Nice shot. Nice soft touch. Larson now with 9 points. Makes it a 29-point lead. With the basketball on the wing. Maggie Warren back out to Smith. Around. Clary for 3. That's in and out. No good. Rebound, though, pulled down by Mott. Off to Clary. She'll put the shot up and in. Avery Clary now with 7 in the ballgame. Alton back out by 31. Larson on the dribble, takes it in the lane, looking for a shot, finds Holmes. She'll fire the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Ritchie. Back up, no good. Ritchie again. She'll put it up and draw the foul. Are they going to say it's on the floor, I believe? I think they did count it. Ritchie. It's the bucket and the foul. She'll shoot the one. No, they did not count it. Well, it's on the scoreboard. But they're inbounding the ball underneath the basket, so not sure on that one. They counted the bucket on the scoreboard. Now the steal by Alton. Clary drives to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Avery Clary with 9 points now. She'll go to the free throw line, and she drew the foul. And this time they haven't added the points, and they said count it. Should be 53-20 right now. I guess with a lead this big, it doesn't matter a whole lot, but Clary going to go to the free throw line, trying to complete a three-point play. Walters back in. And Sharp going to get a breather. Courtney will sit down. Now they've got it correct. 53-20, 33-point lead. Missed free throw. And the Lady Indians have the ball headed the other way. Pass underneath just over the head of Ritchie and out of bounds. Montgomery checks back in for Alton. They just continue to run people in and out. And there's no let up. The people coming off the bench are playing just as good, playing just as hard as the starters did. Alton with the basketball. Smith over to it's Holman. They swing it around the outside. Montgomery, she drives in the lane, puts the shot up and in. Montgomery now with 9 points in the ball game. 35-point Alton lead with 3:03 left in the third. Larson with it. Larson looking inside. Nothing there. Finds Ritchie. Ritchie's going to fire the jumper. That's no good. And Holman pulls down the rebound. She'll give it to Montgomery. Montgomery back the other way. Her pass is going to go through the hands of one of the Caps Lady Indians and out of bounds. It'll be Alton basketball. So Alton will have the basketball leading by 35, their biggest lead of the night, with 2:46 left to play third quarter. Inbound play looking to come in, and they do. And then the pass is going to be stolen off the foot of the Caps Lady Indians, though, and out of bounds. Caps did a good job getting in the passing lane, but couldn't hang on to it that time. Montgomery will inbound. Montgomery still looking, trying to find a teammate, needs help. She'll bring it out to Smith. Back to Montgomery. She'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Maggie Warren. Back up and in. Nice play by Maggie Warren. Maggie now with 13 points in the ball game. She is the leading scorer. And Larson will set up the offense. 37-point lead, 2:22 left, third quarter. Pass into the middle. Ritchie shot up and in. Jordan Ritchie, first Couch Lady Indian in double figures. She's got 10. Makes it a 35-point Alton lead. Smith in the corner to Holman. Swing it back around the outside. Holman's all alone underneath. Gets it back. Back out to Montgomery. Three-pointer on the way. Rebound pulled down by the Couch Lady Indians. They'll head the other way. Larson pushing the ball down the floor. Trying to get around the defender. Goes baseline. Nice pass underneath to Bennett. She can't get it to go. A good defensive play there by Maggie Warren. Warren now heads the other way. Gives it to Smith, over to Holman. Holman back out to Montgomery. Montgomery underneath to Holman. She almost lost it. Back out to Montgomery. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Couch. Number 15, James, with the rebound. Aaliyah James. Alton back in a zone now, kind of backing off the pressure out front a little bit. Larson with it. Larson picks up her dribble. Now they get on her. Pass over. Shot on the way by Holmes is no good. Fight for the loose ball. And we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on the Couch Lady Indians as Holman had the rebound and got knocked down. 35-point lead with a minute five left to play in this third quarter. Gracelyn Warren back in for Maggie Warren. Inbound play here for the Couch Lady Indians. Montgomery will bring it up the floor and cross half court. Gives it to Smith. In the corner to Holman. Holman looking. Gets back out to Montgomery. Around to Warren. Gracelyn going to fire the shot. It's good. A three-pointer. Gracelyn Warren now in double figures with 10. Second Lady Comet in double figures. And it's a 38-point lead. Larson drives in. Nice shot by Haley Larson. Haley Larson in double figures with 11. Back the other way. 32 seconds left, third quarter. Montgomery to Warren in the corner. Back out to Smith. Smith drives, gives it to Holman. Holman, one dribble, comes back out. Montgomery to Walters. They swing around the outside. Warren has it. Back to Montgomery. Alton in no hurry here. 15 seconds. Smith going to fire the jumper. Rebound picked up by Montgomery. Montgomery will put the shot up. Warren with a rebound, back up and in. Gracelyn Warren in the right place there. She's got 12. And down to 1 second to play. Long shot at the buzzer. It's no good. 62-24. 38-point Alton lead. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you in the market to purchase a car, truck, or SUV? Have you found what you want to buy but haven't got your financing arranged? At Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, they want to help you make that purchase. Come by and talk with their experienced loan staff and they will discuss loan products with you. Same day decisions are their goal. They hope to put you behind the wheel of that vehicle you have your heart set on as soon as possible. Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
You always want the best for your child in sports, in school, and in life. You want them to succeed and fulfill their potential in everything they do. Sports helps teach respect, responsibility, teamwork, and commitment. The Law Office of Fred O'Neill wishes our area student-athletes the best of luck and a job well done. A choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
And again, welcome back to Couch High School. In between quarters here again, a long break between the quarters for the Alton Lady Comets and Couch Lady Indians. Should be a fast fourth quarter, though. Right now, 38-point Alton lead, so we'll have the mercy rule in effect here in this fourth quarter. The clock will continue to run unless Couch can get it down under 30 points. And the referee going over now and kind of giving them a little bit of a warning, saying, come on out. These breaks between quarters are starting to turn into halftime breaks here. It's taking a while. Couch now finally comes back out. Alton will come out now. We're ready to go with the fourth quarter. Let's see. It will be, looks like Alton basketball to start the fourth, leading by 38. Graceland Warren will throw it in to Montgomery. Montgomery to Smith. Smith on the dribble, back to Montgomery on the right side. They swing it around left side. Back out top of the key. Good quick pass in here to Holman. Holman's going to fire the jumper, and it's good. And the fans like that. Jenna Holman, her first two of the ball game. And Alton's lead is out to 40 now. Larson cut off on the drive. She'll give it to Richie. Richie's pass underneath is kicked out of bounds by Mackenzie Smith, number 20. More substitutions in for Alton. Mock back in, and Walters will get a breather. With the basketball, Larson back out to Holmes. Holmes on the dribble. Stops behind the three-point line, shoots the three, no good. Larson with the rebound. Her shot back up, no good, but she's going to be fouled. I believe they got Holman on the foul. And the clock continues to run. We're under 7 minutes now, 6:55 now. At the line, Haley Larson. Haley's had a nice game for Couch. She's got 11 points. Leading score for the Lady Indians so far. She'll shoot the two here. And the referee going to give her the ball here in a minute. They run about 20 seconds off there while he was holding the basketball. Shot on the way by Larson. And she makes it. Actually made both of them there. Or made one of them, one and two. And Mackenzie Smith makes the bucket on this end. Mackenzie now with 6 points. Back out now to a 41-point lead. Actually biggest lead of the ball game. Larson going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. It's knocked away. Now picked up by Montgomery. Montgomery will dribble across half court. Pass underneath to Smith. Smith almost lost it. Comes back out to Montgomery. She'll fire the jumper in the lane, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul over the back on Mackenzie Smith, I believe. So it'll be Couch basketball. Down to 5:43 to play in the varsity girls game. Alton going to get the victory here. Boys are standing here below the where I'm sitting, getting ready to come out and play some basketball. Larson with it. Her pass inside is tipped. It goes to Bennett. Bennett will put the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mackenzie Smith, and Smith going to hold back and wait on her teammates. She'll give it to Montgomery. Into the corner to Warren. Graceland back out to Montgomery. Montgomery around to Smith, to Holman. Holman gives it back to Montgomery. Alton with the basketball. Graceland Warren out high. She'll give it on the left wing to to Smith. Back out to Montgomery. Montgomery looking to the high post to number 23, Mock, who lost the ball on the dribble, picked up by Larson. Headed the other way now. Couch with the basketball. It's knocked away by Smith into the backcourt, picked up by Larson. Larson on the dribble. She'll take it right side, stops behind the three-point line looking for help. Finds Holmes on the baseline. Holmes all the way underneath. And we got a foul called, I believe, on the baseline on one of the Alton Lady Comets. The foul was called, so it'll be couch basketball. Alton still not over the limit here. Coming out now is Holman as number 15, Maggie Warren, checks back in. Alton almost with a steal. Montgomery trying to run it down. Ball's loose on the floor. Diving after it. Several players on the floor. It finally comes out underneath. Richie with it. She'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Alton. It's a wild play there. Everybody diving on the floor trying to get to the basketball. Couch finally come out with it, but couldn't convert on the field goal. And what do we got? Timeout taken by the Couch Lady Indians. 66-25, 41-point lead. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
Okay, we are back. Sorry about that. I was visiting with Coach Hollis here for a second. We are back here at Couch High School. The Lady Indians will inbound the basketball. Bennett's shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Alton Lady Comets. So the Lady Indians will inbound the ball. They'll bring it in. Larson for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds. Touch last this time by Couch. Down to 3:23 to play. And the Lady Comets will walk it up the floor in no hurry here. Montgomery gives it on the wing to Smith. Smith looking inside. Comes back out to Montgomery. Down to 3:07. Alton passing the ball around the outside. Mock has it. Mock drives in a little closer. Comes back out to Montgomery. Montgomery lobs it underneath. The shot up. No good by Walters. Rebound by Larson. Larson underneath on an alley-oop play. Number 15 caught it in the air and threw it up. Couldn't get it to go. That was James. Back the other way. Maggie Warren's going to be called for the charge as she took it to the basket. And good defensive play there by the Couch Lady Indians. Down to 2:32 to play. It will be couch basketball. Larson will bring the ball up the floor on the dribble with 2:23 left in the game. 41-point Alton lead. It has been all Lady Comets. And we got to fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. And I think they're going to call a foul. We'll see who it's on. They called a foul, I believe, on the Couch Lady Indians. Alton basketball. Holman checking back in here. She comes running in. And Montgomery will sit down. Starting point guard goes to the bench here with a minute 52 to play. Mock will walk it across half court on the dribble. Guarded there by Holmes. Gives it to Smith. Smith almost lost it. Picks it up. Comes back out to Holman. Holman to Maggie Warren. Maggie back out to Smith. To Sharp. Or excuse me, to Mock. They swing the ball around the outside. They've got it on the left wing. Warren going to fire the three up and in. Maggie Warren with a nice three there for the Alton Lady Comets. For Maggie now, she's got 16 in the ball game. Pass underneath, the shot up off the glass too hard. Rebound by Richie, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Taken out of there by Mock. Down to a minute to play. Alton leading big here. 44-point lead. Holman with it. Holman thought about the three, didn't take it. She'll dribble baseline. Back out to Mock. Mock looking inside. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. Got to find somebody to pass it to. Now gives it up to Warren. Maggie, pass underneath to Walters. Walters turns, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound by Couch. Lady Indians head the other way, down to 34 seconds to play. Larson all the way at the bucket, puts it up and in. Haley Larson now with 14 in the ball game. And we're down to 23 seconds to play. Alton holding the ball out around half court. I think they're just going to hold it here and let the time run out. But Couch out on them here, forcing the count. So they're going to have to move the ball with a basketball. Warren to Smith. Smith over to Holman. Holman thought about it. Comes back to Smith. Down to 2 seconds to play. And that's going to do it. 69-27 the final score. The Alton Lady Comets have defeated the Couch Lady Indians. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you in the market to purchase a car, truck, or SUV? Have you found what you want to buy but haven't got your financing arranged? At Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, they want to help you make that purchase. Come by and talk with their experienced loan staff and they will discuss loan products with you. Same-day decisions are their goal. They hope to put you behind the wheel of that vehicle you have your heart set on as soon as possible. Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, 3-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. 5-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
There's a lot of life lessons players will learn participating in sports. How to be a leader, achieving goals, hard work, and building confidence. Over the last 35 years, owner Karen Perkins and her team at the 11 Point River Title Company have provided professional services and maintained their clients' confidence in practicing those same goals in title searches, title insurance, and the closing of land transactions. 11 Point River Title Company and staff look forward to helping you with all your real estate transactions. Contact 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Missouri.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And again, welcome back to Couch High School. Our game just finishing up. Alton Lady Comets with a big win, 69-27 over the Couch Lady Indians. Looking at the score, and we'll start with Couch. Leading scorer for the Lady Indians, Haley Larson. She finished with 14 points, 10 points for Jordan Ritchie, and then looks like 5 points for Riley Holmes. That's it for the Couch Lady Indians. Good balance scoring for the Alton Lady Comets led by Maggie Warren. Maggie finished with 16, 12 for Gracelyn Warren. And then it looks like 9 points for Avery Clary. 9 points also for Evan Montgomery. 7 points for Jordan Mock. 6 points for Mackenzie Smith. And 8 points for Courtney Sharp. 2 points for Jenna Holman in the ballgame. Again, Alton dominating this one. They ran out to a quick 22-5 lead at the end of one quarter. They built that lead to 30 at the half, 39-9, and then just continued to roll at the end of three quarters. It was 62-24, and they finished with a 69-27 victory over the Couch Lady Indians. That's going to wrap things up. Of course, we've got Varsity Boys on the way for you here in just a few minutes. Want to say thank you again to our sponsors. For our Alton Lady Comets basketball, they include Alton Bank, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, Simpson True Value in Alton, Farm Bureau, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Alton Quick Connection and Mills Feed in Alton. And our Couch Lady Indian sponsors include the Alton Bank, 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, and the Law Office of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. Again, your final, 69-27, Alton Lady Comets defeat the Couch Lady Indians. We're going to take a break. We've got Indians and Comets on the way for you here in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you in the market to purchase a car, truck, or SUV? Have you found what you want to buy but haven't got your financing arranged? At Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, they want to help you make that purchase. Come by and talk with their experienced loan staff and they will discuss loan products with you. Same day decisions are their goal. They hope to put you behind the wheel of that vehicle you have your heart set on as soon as possible. Alton Bank and Bank of Birch Tree, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most? See Alton Gun and Pond. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry.